Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to our 2 o'clock show, and good afternoon. I hope that everybody's having an amazing day. And of course, with Mother's Day tomorrow, I hope that you're out there and got some good plans going on. I'm really excited to say that we are going to be talking with Dr. David Villarreal from Biodental Healing. And I'm really passionate about what we're going to be talking about. I'm really excited because he's really all about holistic, and he's got amazing different views. I don't know if I shared this with you before, but I'm a little nervous of dentists, and so I love what you do. I think it's just such a different look, and I think that more dentists should be looking at all the different, you know, medical and things that are going into our mouth without just saying, okay, you need a filling, you need this, and you don't look at it. So we're going to talk a little bit about, but welcome, Dr. Villarreal. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us here. Of course, Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's well over here, Kim. Saturday afternoon, beautiful.
There you go. And Lindy Braverman has been with me all day long. And
all day.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. I hope we're going to hear a little more from you. This is a lady that never stops talking. Usually, and I'm like, okay, we're on our third show now. What's going on here, you know? Anyways, well, we have a really great show for you today. And, of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And that's what we do here on The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our show 6 to 8 every Saturday. And, of course, we are all over the internet. We've got a newsletter that goes out to tons of listeners. And we would love to get that in your hands. So all you have to do is call us. When you call in to win all these amazing things that we're giving away, mention and say, hey, I want to receive one of those newsletters. You're going to find out about all my guests on the show, a little blogging. Thank you for your blogging, Dr. Villarreal. And also just a little bit about everything that we're doing, all the events that we are sponsoring and that we are a part of. And so I would love to definitely get those in your hands. And we are growing, and we thank you for that. Again, I do want to give out our phone number here because we do things a little bit different than the other shows. We want to hear from all of our listeners out there, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that's going to get you connected to The Kim Pagano Show and all of our giveaways and all of our special events and our guests that are on the show. If you want to know more about them, we want to make sure that you know how to get in touch with all of them. So our show today is, again, we're going to be talking with Dr. David Villarreal. He is in Newberry Park, right? Biodental Healing is the name of your office, and you're so, you know, passionate about what you do. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Raymond Francis, and we're going to be talking about his book. You guys, I listen to my listeners. You wanted to hear more about him, and he's back. He's been on our show many times. We've had so many callers that asked about it, and Never Be Sick Again is another one of his books, just like his other book, Never Feel Old Again. And so we're going to talk with him. But before we do that, how about if we talk to Tom and find out all the things that we are giving away? And again, that phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008.
Great prizes this afternoon, Kim. $25 gift certificate to the Yard House. That's at the Collection. $25 for the Mission Oaks Cafe, along with that Lure Fish House, one of our favorites. $25 gift certificate for the Lure Fish House. Let's go over to the California Jazz and Wine Festival at the Thousand Oaks Community Park. The day will feature restaurants, caterers, wineries, and breweries. A whole lot of fun and great music, too. We have tickets and passes for the California Strawberry Festival, and that is happening May 16th and 17th for next week. On May 21st through the 25th, Circus Vargas is back at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, and they move up north just a bit. June 11th through the 15th, that is Circus Vargas at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. We also have Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Fest 2015. It's the big one. Cal State University Channel Islands, and we do have tickets for that. That's a fun party on June 7th. Finally, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting The World Goes Round, and that is a lot of great music. Cabaret Chicago, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Funny Lady, New York, New York, many, many more. The multi-Tony award-winning duo of John Kander and Fred Ebb sing and create great music from Broadway. Those are the prizes we have.
There you go. And Tom, thank you so much. You do such a great job with that. In fact, let's do some giveaways right now. And how about a $25 gift certificate to Yard House, one of my favorite places right here in the Collections. And we've got a $25 gift certificate for you. So the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Well, I welcome all of you. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got David Virel in here, and he is from Biodental Healing. Thank you so much for working with our show and believing in us, and I appreciate that. I want to hear about, how long have you been in holistic dentist?
I've been a holistic dentist since 1992. I graduated from USC Dental School in 84.
Yay.
So I was introduced to a book entitled It's All in Your Head, written by my mentor, Dr. Hal Huggins. And as soon as I started reading it, I couldn't put it down, and it just made so much sense that I found myself flying to Colorado Springs, where he had a teaching institution then, and I ended up taking his introductory course and found myself flying back the next month to take the advanced course. And then I just knew too much. I couldn't turn my back on all the information, and since then I've been practicing this type of dentistry.
So you really changed your whole entire way.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that to me just serves so much right there and says so much, because when you believe in something different, you've done a lot of schooling. We all go to school for different things, and you kind of already had a practice going.
Yes.
And so how did everybody feel about that, your patients?
My patients, they pretty much took it on. Once I explained to them, you know, how my practice was going to be different, but still the same, they were on board.
I mean, when you say your practice is different, it's different in the sense that, to me, you're caring about what's going in, the material that you're using, right, that we don't as patients ever really think about.
No. In dentistry, they basically want to give you something that's going to last a long time, but also look great. They don't really look at the effects it can have on your overall health. In Western medicine, what we've seen is a decapitation. Basically, you know, there's the dentist on one side, and then there's their physician on the other side. But if you understand Chinese medicine, that's been around thousands of years. Western medicine's been around hundreds. The Chinese understand the body a little bit better than we do. So they understand that we're all energy. So if there's a problem, they'll use their acupuncture needles and get that qi energy to move again. So they've understood that the head is actually connected to the body. So whatever's happening in the mouth will affect different organs or other parts of the body. That being said, we still have this, I guess, war going on with, silver fillings are good for you. They're okay for you. They're not.
Let's talk a little bit about that because it's interesting. I've been told that I have a couple old fillings that are still in there. And, should we remove them? Should we not mess with our teeth? Tell us what your thought is on that and your practice. Obviously, I love that it's all about us and our body and how we feel good, not alone just, what makes our teeth work.
Right. We, if a new patient comes in the office, what we do is we use a device called the Jerome meter. And that's actually used for industrial spillage of mercury. So we attach a pipette to it, and just at rest, we're able to show the patients, even if they have a 30-year-old silver filling, that there's mercury vapors coming out of it. So, of course, when you eat something or you drink something hot, the mercury vapors are going to explode even at higher levels. So that being said, where are these vapors going? They're odorless. You can't see them. They're being absorbed into our bodies. What we try to do is explain to the patient, educate them, and then it's up to them to decide what they want to do. But that's once they decide, let's say that they do want to remove them, then we explain to them, we do a blood test. It's called a biocompatible testing. We want to place materials that are the least reactive to their body, because what we're trying to do at Biodental Healing is help the body help itself. Because we want to decrease the amount of toxins that are coming out of the mouth so then the body can heal itself from other ailments.
Wow. So interesting. So interesting. And I love that. I mean, and maybe you could even talk a little bit further. Biodental healing. So when you're going in and you think that, we were just talking about this briefly. Lenny, you kind of bring up what you just talked about, where you have you had some work done, correct?
I went in for a typical teeth cleaning, and I guess I've been biting down. So my dentist said, you've cracked 3 teeth from clenching. So he went ahead and bonded it using, I didn't know there were choices. I figured bonding material was just it. I'm just learning now that I guess there are choices.
Yes.
And when he reset the teeth or, shaped them on the top, whatever, my entire bite was off. Then I had to go back in a week later and have what he calls a bite readjustment. And it's still not quite right. But you're saying that there's other methods of doing these kinds of things.
Well, what he did was he did repairs. Mm-hmm. And so what he did was correct. Most of my patients are on lower night guards. We're inundated with so much stress in our lives that when we're asleep, that's when our teeth take the big hit.
Mm-hmm. So, that means, like my husband says, I work harder when I'm sleeping, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, man, she's working really hard, And yeah.
And so that's why you had to get those teeth fixed because you were just wearing them down. Now, physiologically, women have more problems from clenching and grinding than men do. You guys get all the physical problems. We just destroy our teeth. I know.
Yeah.
We just destroy our teeth to nubs. So everyone pretty much should have a lower night guard. It'll protect your teeth. It'll also, the reason why your teeth didn't feel right and you went back is because you have inflammation at the jaw joint up here. So your bite's really not going to feel correct until you can get a lower night guard to help the inflammation go down here, up here. So then they can adjust it correctly.
So does it look like I have swelling here? Can I?
Well, no, it's
you got nice cheekbones.
No,
so
yeah, I'm sorry. I had some dental work done. I've had extensive dental work done. But this cheek is sticking out more now than this one. And
would that be from her dental
work? I just had 2 teeth out here where when they had finished all the mouth, where he did lumineers. Do you do that?
I do some type of
and
thing
then,
like that, yes.
And then afterwards he did that, and then he didn't like the way the lumineers went, and he did it on the top. Then he took it all off and broke all my teeth and put crowns on.
So you kind of had a different experience. So then
I have to have two more. I just had implants put in up here, and I'm just waiting because this is a little flipper. And then I'm waiting to have, teeth made, but they're permanent teeth. I hate those plates.
Right.
you're not alone with that.
Yeah. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, that is my mom. I've invited her in for Mother's Day weekend. And again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Dr. David Villarreal, and we're talking about holistic dentistry. We're talking about biodental healing, and that's what you do. I'm so intrigued by this because, again, I really think that, just like Lindy, you don't know the choices. We walk into the offices, and I love that you take the care and the time to really walk people through and give them other alternatives, and that you are looking at the holistic end of it. So tell us, what are some of the services and how do you work with your clients?
We do all phases of dentistry in my practice. There's just a slight little twist. We place materials that are going to enhance their health.
Are they organic?
No.
Okay,
there's many manufacturers of white fillings, of crowns, of everything in dentistry. The way this blood compatibility test breaks it down is it'll break it down specifically for your body, materials that are highly reactive, moderately reactive, and least reactive to your body. Mm-hmm. So we then grab that which is the least reactive and use those materials for your mouth. Now, the great thing about this is in today's world of dentistry, we have a lot better materials than when I got into this in 1992. Back then, the composites were horrible, and they added a lot of sensitivity. Today, you can give a patient, that million-dollar smile, but with materials that are not going to suppress their immune system as much.
So I want to talk about that. I think that's a really good point. How do your immune system and how your dental work could actually work against you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know we need to take a really quick break. We're going to talk to some of our sponsors and let's give something away as we're heading out. We've got tickets to the California Strawberry Festival, and that's coming up May 16th and the 17th. We've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to be back, and we're going to find out more about how we can work with David and Dr. Villarreal. He is all about holistic dentistry. I love this. I can't tell you because I'm one of those people that honestly, if I have a headache, I'd rather not take something and just kind of work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would so think this is amazing, and I'm sure my listeners will too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
We're coming. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. My mom's giving me compliments over here, and I thank you for that. Again, if anybody's just tuning in with us, we've got a full studio. We've been talking about Mother's Day. I've got my mom in here. I've got Lindy in here. Tom, of course, is with us all as moms. And now we have Dr. David in here, and he is from Biodental Healing, and he is a holistic dentist. That's what I love about it. And I know you, all of my listeners out there, you know, I don't bring anybody in unless I love what I'm talking about. It's all about being authentic and really understanding our bodies and really just living at the brighter side. And I'm kind of anxious to hear, you know, we kind of brought this up of how does it, you know, our immune system, so many things in our world really fights against it. And I love that you're doing something different.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what is it that you're doing different? I mean, so is it all the chemicals that you're using or, you know, and let's just talk about who is Dr. Hal Huggins?
Okay. First I'll address who's Dr. Hal Huggins. He's my mentor. He passed away last November. And he is the grandfather of the mercury-free movement. So that being said, being a pioneer and against the norm, you know, they took his license away. And then they tried to give it back to him. And he said, no, I don't want it back because I can say whatever I want now. So he stopped practicing dentistry and just became a spokesperson and a leader in this type of...
I love pioneers.
Of this movement. He suffered a lot, but he taught us so much. And always a scientist and always researching, he... It was interesting. I went to Rio de Janeiro a couple years ago to meet his mentor, and so Dr. Olimpio Pinto from Brazil and Dr. Huggins met in Mexico City at a dental conference, and so that's what Dr. Pinto introduced Dr. Huggins to that mercury was bad and all this other stuff. But what was interesting when I met Dr. Pinto, Olimpio Pinto. His father was a dentist in the early 1900s, and he just didn't like the look of silver fillings, so he would remove them and put gold. And he found out that back in the early 1900s that some of the ailments that his patients were having were going away.
Oh, from the silver to the gold even.
Yeah, and so, you know, the medical profession back then were trying to get rid of him from the city because he was doing this.
Wow.
So yeah, it's interesting how, you know, all these pioneers they take a big hit on, you know, on their lives, you know.
Right. So let me ask you, okay, being a holistic dentist, is there a lot of holistic dentists out there?
You're starting to see a little bit more of a movement. Back in 92, there was maybe three of us in LA. Again, because we were so against the grain. And you know, my thing is, If it's not okay to play with a broken thermometer and play with the mercury, why is it okay in the mouth?
It doesn't make any sense.
And you know, there are American Dental Association guidelines that have us protect excess amalgam in a jar. It's got to be sealed and all this, but it's still okay in the mouth.
Is it a different substance or is it the same?
No, it's the same. And then when you're drilling it, it's going into our wastewater. It's going into the ocean. So why are we seeing such a high increase of mercury in fish?
How much is that being used today, though? Aren't silver fillings not being used?
Over 50% of dentists nationwide are still placing them.
Really?
It's fast, easy, and cheap.
Silver
mercury fillings, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom? And for mercury, when you say mad as a hatter, in the old days, they used mercury to finish hats.
Exactly.
And a lot of hatters, they had tremors and they had a lot of bizarre health problems.
I'm really glad you brought that up because everyone says, you know, dental profession, the dentists have the highest suicide rate in the medical field.
Really? That's interesting.
And they say it's because you guys don't like us. Right? Well, I don't think that's the case.
No.
What we don't understand and what I always try to explain to people is, we are the Mad Hatters now because we work in a cloud of mercury all day long. So like in my practice,
it affects you.
So a lot of dentists at the end of their career have the tremors. Mm-hmm. When I personally feel that's why we have a high suicide rate because we work in a cloud of mercury all day long. Now in my practice, When I remove these, I protect the patient, I protect myself, I protect my staff, and I protect our environment.
And so how do you do that?
It looks like we're going into hazmat. We're completely draped. The patient's completely draped. We have special suctions. We have ionizers. We have a collector plate so it doesn't get into their wastewater system. Seriously, it looks like we're going into hazmat.
When you're taking a tooth out or when you're doing a filling?
When we're removing mercury or other heavy metals.
Go ahead. Yeah. We can't hear what you're asking, Mom. So what was the question that you asked? How did you do that?
No, you asked me if I do that with taking out a tooth.
Yes.
Or,
thank
or
you.
Most of it
taking
is
out a tooth or putting a filling in.
Yeah, yeah, it's mostly removing heavy metals from the mouth.
That's interesting. What are you replacing it with?
Materials that the blood test told me is okay for them.
So what are some of the choices?
There's just hundreds.
Oh, really? So there's dentists have other choices that they're not using.
But no, it's not that. It's what they think is the strongest for the patient. They want to put something that they feel is the best for the patient.
Right. Yeah.
I just take it another step further. I want to place it with knowing that it's going to be the least reactive.
Okay. What are the responses you're getting from people? You know, when they, do they notice anything different about their health after they've had it taken out?
I put it this way. I wouldn't be doing this type of dentistry if I didn't see changes.
Wow. That just says it right there. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side, and we're talking with Dr. David. We're talking about his practice, Biodental Healing. And I know that you're in Newberry Park. Can you give everybody your address and your phone number?
It's 1000 Newberry Road, Suite 225. 805-375-2233.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Let's see. Did I put you on the spot? Let's see here. Well, anyways, give out your phone number, though, for sure.
It's 805-375-2233.
He's
thank
behind
you.
The
I
chair,
never
right?
called
no, isn't that funny?
My number.
I know. You're absolutely right. So, what is the most rewarding part about being a dentist, a holistic dentist?
To see my patient's health improve.
Wow.
So it's not just giving them that million-dollar smile. It's for them to tell me that they're feeling better.
Yeah. What are all the services that you provide?
From cleanings to fillings to crowns to bridges, everything, dentures,
How
partials.
How often should we get a cleaning?
Personally, at least three times a year. Now, here's the thing.
Please.
The reason it's been six times.
Insurance, right?
Insurance. Yeah. Now, here's the thing with insurance. There's no such thing as dental insurance, period.
What do you mean?
We all think we have it, right? Exactly. I call it a dental stipend. It's a gift. Dental, quote-unquote, insurance started in 1970. The average maximum was $1,200. The year 2015, the average maximum is $1,200.
So what do you mean by that?
There hasn't been an increase. So in 1970, you could buy a lot of dentistry for $1,200. The year 2015, you can't. That's why you still have silver fillings. It's fast, it's easy and cheap. You can make a crown out of that. Then there's the porcelain fused to metal crowns. A lot of the metal underneath those porcelain crowns are nickel based. The reason it's nickel based is because it's a cheap metal. So, you know, that's the problem. You know, everyone thinks that, you know, I have dental insurance that's going to cover everything. It's nothing like medical insurance.
No, there's definitely not. I mean, you know, I know I have four children. And let me tell you, it's like four kids, okay, their wisdom teeth, their braces, that's crazy. But, you know, we took out an insurance and it really doesn't really do anything.
It doesn't.
So what's another option for us? And that's a great thing, you know. I mean, do you have your own, like, do you offer something at yours?
We have a third party carrier that you pay monthly for, even up to 12 months of interest free payments. So that's pretty much what we have.
Do you take insurance?
No, we will bill the insurance for the patient, but
okay.
Then the insurance will then pay the patient because the insurance will pay the patient faster than they'll pay the doctor.
Really?
Oh yeah, because they don't want to upset the employees and the employers. They don't really care about the dentist.
Well, I have, I have Delta
Dental.
And I have $2,000 a year because I'm with Motion Pictures.
Right.
And let me tell you something. It's been wonderful.
Good.
For $2,000.
For giving a filling, or taking a tooth out. They pay 80%. But that's the only one that I've really heard that's the best.
Yeah, of all of them, the motion picture, yeah, that is one of the best. I have to agree.
So, Dr. David, leave us with, you know, what's the most rewarding thing that you can offer all of our listeners if they go to you? Because I really want them to come see you.
It is the education. It is educating them about what I do, why I do it, and how it can help them. The interesting thing is I'm a piece of the puzzle of their overall health. We're seeing so many young kids dying at an early age. We're just seeing so many cases of Alzheimer's, of all these illnesses that we never have before. And part of it is our diet. Part of it is dentistry. Part of it is our lifestyle and stress. And so if you try to help each other or help yourself by eating better and taking care of better your mouth and all this other stuff, it's going to be a less burden on your body, so then you can live a healthier, longer life.
Well, there you go. I love it. Again, I want to give out your phone number, Dr. David Viorel, right? Did I get it right?
Viorel. That's close.
Viorel, okay. Everybody's going to remember that for sure. And you are actually a holistic dentist, and that's why I really wanted to have everybody learn more about you. You're located at 1000 Newberry Park Road, Newberry Road, right? Mm-hmm. And in Newberry Park, and your phone number is 805-375-2233. That's 375-2233.
Can I say one more thing?
Please.
If you really want to know more about my practice, go on my website.
I was just going to say.
Biodentalhealing.com. There's so much information on there.
Okay.
And you can actually, there's actually a thing where you can actually pick a tooth and it'll tell you what the meridians, what your organs are involved with that tooth.
Oh, that's really, and, you know, when you come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. That's awesome. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Raymond Francis. And we're going to be talking about never be sick again. I think these kind of go hand in hand. And we're going to find out a little bit more. He's been on my show before, and I'm excited to have him back. Of course, as we take off, let's give something away. And we've got tickets to the Circus Vargas. And we've got one in Ventura County, and we've also got one in Earl Warren, Santa Barbara. May 21st through the 25th, June 11th through the 15th, we've got tickets for you. All you have to do is call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We'll be right back.
Comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-4255.
1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you, Mother's Day tomorrow. We've been having Mother's Day shows all day, and I'm so glad that you are here joining us. And, of course, we always like to give back, and let's give a couple of gift certificates to Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. That is The World Goes Round, and that's going on from now to May 24th. We've got tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest is Raymond Francis. He's been on our show before. I've gotten so many calls, and I do want to say, you know, if you hear anything that Dr. David is mentioning or any of my guests, please give us a call at 419-0008, and we would love you to be a part of what we're talking about, and also we'd love to get you in connection with Dr. David or any of our guests. So again, that number is 419-0008. Let's welcome our next guest, Raymond Francis. Raymond, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm terrific. Thank you. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you.
Happy to be here.
Thank you so much, my listeners, and I love you. So we really learned a lot from you. We also have Dr. David in here, and he is a holistic dentist. And I thought that this would be a great conversation for the both of you. And so I'm happy for you to meet David.
Wonderful.
All right. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book and Never Be Sick Again.
Well, as you know, I took very sick, and my death was a medical certainty. There was nothing that could save me, but at the last moment, I used my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life. And then it took me 2 years of hard work to restore my health. That was at age 48. So at age 48, I was inches from death, and my liver was destroyed. I was dying of liver failure. I'm now age 78, 30 years later. I've completely rebuilt my liver. I've completely rebuilt my arteries. I have the arteries of a 22-year-old, and I'm 78. My goal is to have the arteries of a teenager within the next few years. I never get sick. I have boundless energy. I don't have an ache or a pain in my body. The only health problems I've had in the last 30 years, I had three health problems. I had three common colds, and I have a very good excuse for each of the colds.
I love that.
So that's what's possible. That's what can be done. And, you know, I just listened to your show while I was waiting to come on, and we are talking about all the disease that's out there and how the children are sick. This is the first generation of American mm-hmm. children that will not outlive their parents
exactly.
because they're so sick. This is a serious situation. It's threatening to bankrupt our country. Disease is threatening to bankrupt the country. So we have to do something about it. And that's why I wrote Never Be Sick Again. Because we talk about health, but people don't know how to do it. It's very confusing. It's filled with mystery. And Never Be Sick Again cuts through the mystery, cuts through the confusion, makes it all simple, and tells the ordinary person what you need to do to get well, stay well, and never be sick again.
I love that. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Raymond Francis. And, of course, he's written several books, and we're talking about his Never Be Sick Again. So what is the first step? And I'm sure that Dr. David's going to chime in with you here because he really believes the same way you do.
Well, I think the first step is that you have to understand that health is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's under your control. It's not 100% under your control. Nothing really is. But for the most part, it's under your control. Once you understand that, then there are things that you can do to make yourself well and to put yourself back into the repair mode. You know, it's all about biochemistry. The human body is just magnificent. It's a self-repairing, self-regulating system. You know, we see people trotting off to go have hip replacements and knee replacements. I mean, what could be crazier than that, you know?
So would you not recommend that?
You know, you're built to last for a lifetime. All you need to do is keep it in good repair, and that is keep the body in the repair mode so that you're doing daily repairs. The hip is going to last for a lifetime. It's not going to wear out. Your body is wonderful. It's just magnificent. But nobody tells us how to do this. Nobody teaches us how to do it.
So, Raymond, tell us how to do it.
Well, first and foremost, you have to understand that what I've done is I've made it simple. I've reduced it to one disease. The World Health Organization says there's 12,500 diseases, over 12,000. There isn't. There's one disease. Because we're all made of these little microscopic units of life that we call cells. And if every cell in your body is functioning the way it's designed to function, you cannot be sick. It's simply physically impossible to be sick if every cell in your body is functioning normally. The only way you can be sick is when a large number of cells malfunction. And they malfunction for only two reasons. Either you're not giving them everything they need to function properly every day, and we call this problem deficiency, or you're giving them something that is interfering with their normal function, and we call this problem toxicity. And how's the average American doing? Well, the average American is chronically deficient in at least several critical nutrients, so you're going to get sick. The average American is a toxic waste dump site loaded with hundreds of toxic chemicals building up in their tissues, including heavy metals like mercury and lead and arsenic, cadmium, and not to mention the insecticides and all the other things. You know, this is what's happening. This is why we're sick. So it sounds terrible, and it is terrible, but the good news is this. Most of it is under your personal control, and if you learn to exercise that control, you will put the body back into repair mode, and you will stay biologically young and healthy.
I love that. Okay, and Dr. David, you want to chime in a little bit?
Raymond's hitting it right on the, oh my gosh.
I knew you guys would love each other.
I love what you're saying, Raymond.
Well, we're two peas in a pod, aren't we?
Exactly. And that's what I try to explain to my patients. I'm just a piece of the puzzle. And I agree with Raymond. But, you know, the thing is that Americans don't want to take responsibility for their health. You know, they'll go to the physician. What's the pill? Give me the pill. Give me the magic pill. Because I don't want to take responsibility for my own health.
Right.
And not until you decide, okay, now's the day I'm going to change, it's not going to happen.
Right. Change your eating habits. Change your exercise. I mean, we are like a machine. We are a machine, aren't we?
Well, our body's such an exquisite piece of machinery that we take for granted. Like Raymond says, there's so much toxins that we put in. Our body takes such abuse. But once you decide to clean your mouth and you know, with biochemistry and all that stuff, the body can repair itself. It's just you have to take responsibility. That's the biggest problem.
Right.
Well, a lot of times, even if people want to take responsibility or perhaps are willing to take responsibility, they don't know really what to do.
True.
And so let's.
That's why I wrote Never Be Sick Again, because it tells you what to do in detail.
So what is number one? Let's start telling our listeners and let's get everybody. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing that, you know, we could actually help people feel better and start rebuilding their cells and make you healthy and keep you healthy? That's a big thing.
Big thing, and Never Be Sick Again was a bestseller back a few years ago. It was the number 10 best-selling book in America.
Congratulations.
All over the world, all over the world. It's selling extremely well in China and translated into Chinese.
And
people read this book, and they do miracle, miracle after miracle after miracle, curing incurable diseases.
So, Raymond, I don't have that book. I have your other book, and I know it's on the way. But what are some of the things that we're going to learn?
Well, one of the things you're going to learn is how to eat a good diet. What do you need to do to eat a good diet? And first and foremost, you got to get off of the really bad stuff. And the number one really bad stuff is sugar.
Is sugar, yeah. That's a big thing. So do you not have any sugar?
Yes, I do. I confess. Probably 3-4 times a year, usually at birthdays or, you know, last Thanksgiving I had 2 pieces of pie for dessert. So, yeah, I have some sugar, but 3-4 times a year, not 3-4 times a day.
Right, and thank you for being honest with that. I mean, that's a, you know, there's people that say, oh, no, I never do it, and you go, how can you be that inhuman?
You know, it's interesting because my patients will say, well, what about your diet? I go, well, I pretty much live a 90-10 or 80-20 rule. You have to enjoy your life, but in moderation, because you don't want to be so strict that you're not enjoying your
life.
You can't be perfect.
It's almost impossible to be perfect, especially for myself. I travel a lot, so you cannot be perfect. But here's the thing that people need to know. Most people today do most things wrong most of the time. And it is causing an epidemic of chronic disease, and it's killing us, and it's bankrupting us. Now, just turn that around. Do most things right most of the time, and it's like a miracle. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a fanatic. Just do most things right most of the time.
I agree.
Wow. Okay, so what would be next on the list?
Next on the list is wheat. Get the wheat out of your life. This is difficult, you know. It's not easy to get the sugar.
So is that celiac?
No, it's far more than that. Wheat is basically a poison, and it poisons you every day that you eat it. You see, the wheat that we're eating is not what our ancestors ate.
Nope.
This is hybridized, and it's hybridized that they hybridized it in order to get higher yield per acre. So the farmer gets more bushels of wheat per acre than with conventional wheat. So the farmer is happy. This is also high-protein wheat, and because of that, it has more gluten in it, and the gluten is good for the baker. So the baker is happy because he has more glutinous bread. The problem is that humans can't handle gluten. And now that we've increased the amount of gluten in the bread and in the wheat, and we're eating a lot of it, we're overloading the body with gluten and causing celiac disease, but many other problems. Gluten sensitivity causes everything from depression, untreatable depression, to, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
So, Raymond, what do you eat instead of bread? Or what kind of bread do you eat?
I don't eat bread, and I don't eat, I do eat some rice crackers on occasion. I love my little rice crackers.
Okay.
I'll butter them with, like, coconut oil. But basically, I don't eat much in the way of grains because humans aren't really designed to eat grains. So I eat quinoa, and I eat some rice. And
brown rice?
Yes, usually brown rice.
White rice?
Sometimes white rice. As I say, you can't be perfect, and when you travel as much as I do, you know, a lot of places simply don't serve brown rice. So you do the best you can under the circumstances. Wheat has another problem because we've increased the protein content of the wheat. We've also increased the content of another class of proteins called lectins, and the lectins are natural insecticides. It's to protect the wheat from insects. So if an insect eats the wheat, it gets killed. Well, guess what? We have the same receptor sites in our bodies that the insects have in theirs.
Wow.
So when we eat this high lectin wheat, we're killing ourselves. And the result is a huge, you know, epidemic of chronic disease. I mean, it's catastrophic. So wheat is now a deadly poison. It's not a food. Take it off the food list. Don't eat it. Then the next is processed oils. Where do you get a processed oil? Take a mental trip down to the supermarket. go to the oil section. Stand over on the other side. Look at all those oils. All those oils are processed oils. They will all make you sick.
Really? So coconut oil, I know you're a fan of that, correct?
Yes, coconut oil is very good, but provided you get high-quality coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it is high quality. I make my own. And the same thing with olive oil. Olive oil is very, very healthy. Extremely difficult to obtain olive oil. As a result, I make my own and sell it, but very difficult to obtain.
Where do you sell your olive oil?
I sell it on my website, beyondhealth.com.
Okay.
That's two words stuck together, beyondhealth.com.
Yeah.
And if you go to beyondhealth.com and go to the articles section, you can read a couple of articles that I wrote on the subject of olive oil and what the scandal is like in the olive oil industry and why you can't buy olive oil. So you need to know that, and you need to know how to look for a good oil.
Now, you know, I know we're talking a lot about food, but you also talk a lot about, I know you have on my shows before, some of the toxins that we use, deodorant, toothpaste, lotions, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Most of the products that we use on a daily basis, including the toothpaste and the shampoo and the lotions, are toxic to the human body. Now, there are safe brands available, so all you need to know is which are the safe brands and go off and buy those instead of the toxic brands. So that's pretty simple. This is not complicated. It's not rocket science.
Right.
If you brush your teeth with a standard toothpaste,
it's
poisoning you.
It's
poisoning you.
Toothpaste?
You're not going to fall over dead.
Standard toothpaste. You're not going to fall over dead. Standard toothbrush.
Yeah. Standard toothpaste or mouth rinse.
Yeah.
But you're going to use it at least once a day. Some people use it, two, three times a day. And you do that year after year after year. Let me tell you something. Those chemicals are accumulating in your cells, and year after year, that toxic load is building up and building up.
Now, go ahead, Raymond. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh, that's why, I developed my own mouthwash and toothpaste.
Oh,
all
great.
Organic. Organic.
No.
Oh, I forget. It's an herbal essential oil complex.
Fabulous.
And one of the problems with over-the-counter toothpaste is it has fluoride.
Yeah.
I'm anti-fluoride. Okay, fluoride should not be in dentistry.
It should not be in anything.
In anything.
It's very toxic.
One of the reasons I don't like fluoride, major reasons, it gets absorbed in your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is your third eye. It's your intuitiveness. So what are they doing? They're suppressing your intuitiveness.
Wow.
And no one tells you that.
Not to mention you're poisoning your thyroid gland,
exactly.
Poisoning your bones and your teeth, and you're depressing your immunity.
Everything on and on. And then there's the sodium lauryl sulfate, the foaming agents, very toxic, very, very toxic.
You know, I do want to just remind all my listeners, whoever's tuning in with us right now, I mean, this is good stuff right here. This is stuff you're not going to find anywhere else. And I'm so excited to have Dr. David here and also Raymond Francis. We're talking about really, investing in our bodies we can control it.
And, I want to mention something before we get off the air. Raymond, thank you for doing what you do. I would recommend buying his book because what I tell my patients, I'm a piece of the puzzle in removing heavy metals from their mouth. But the only time I really see a big change in their health is when they change their diet.
Oh, wow.
Big, big.
Yeah. Raymond, can you add to that?
It's hard to add to that. It's just right on, right on.
I love it. I love when I'm a connector and I connected two amazing people together. We were actually at the end of our show. Raymond, where does everybody get a copy of all your books?
At Amazon.com, or they can go to BeyondHealth.com. At BeyondHealth.com, we have autographed books, which make really, really nice gifts.
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And leave us with one last little tip that, we can wrap up the show.
Well, know that health is a choice, but you need to learn how to choose it. And when you do, life is going to be so much better.
Thank you so much, Dr. Raymond Francis. Dr. David Viorel, tell us where to get in touch with you, too.
At biodentalhealing.com or 805-375-2233.
All right. And Toothpaste? Yeah, and can we buy your toothpaste there?
You can buy my toothpaste at purenaturaltoothpaste.com.
There you go.
Or there are some Whole Foods that carry it, okay. And Lassen's.
Very good,
and stuff like
very
that.
Good. I want to thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the name of it is Estrella, Estrella.
All right. Mom, thank you so much for being here. Lindy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tom, and all of our listeners out there, thank you so much. Go do something great for this weekend. And remember the person that brought you into this world, and that is your mom. And I want to just say happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners out there. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom. And, of course, we always leave our show with a moment of happiness. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Mom?
I'd like to say I love my daughter very much. She's great at what she does, and she's just a wonderful person.
Well, thank
and
you.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, there you go. And I want to remind everybody that I have two grandchildren,
and I
want to wish my daughter Happy Mother's Day, too. With that, you have been listening. Get on our newsletter. Get on and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll see you next week. You have been listening to The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show.